Hello and welcome to Jod Law. I'm your host, Joe McGregor from Dallas, Texas, from the law firm of McGregor and Oblad. And what's happening to non-competes? So I thank everyone who clicked on this podcast because it was a little bit of a clickbait. I didn't expect to make this pod today. Today is January 5th, 2023, and the FTC announced today that they are proposing a rule that would eliminate non-competes. For those of you who do not know what a non-compete, I think everybody probably knows, right? A restrictive covenant is something that limits an employee from doing something. And there are a variety of restrictive covenants: non-disclosures, non-solicitation, and non-competes. Non-competes are traditionally, you cannot practice too close to me when you stop working for me. This type of provision is extremely common in the dental industry. If I had to guess, I would say that about 9 out of 10 or somewhere around there, about 9 out of 10 contracts that we see. Now, bear in mind, we're probably going to review somewhere between 300 and 400 dental employment contracts every single year. I would venture that about 9 out of 10 of them are going to have a non-compete. Some a lot better than others, but it's almost rare. Now, not terribly rare, because there are 10% that aren't having a non-compete, but it's a huge number. Now, the Federal Trade Commission estimates that at least 1 in 5 Americans work under a non-compete. So it's not just dentists. A lot of people in a lot of industries have a non-compete, but it's certainly not nearly as prevalent at large as it is in this industry. But today, the FTC proposed a rule that would eliminate non-competes. And there's really two parts to that. First of all, you can no longer have employees enter into non-competes. And number two, if you have employees who have a non-compete, you've got to basically cancel that. And furthermore, you have to advise your employee that you are throwing away their restrictive covenant. So you can't just hope that it's something that they're not going to hear about. You have to go out of your way and tell them. Now, this isn't law yet. This is just a proposal, but it's a pretty scary proposal if you are an employer. Now, what's happening is they're opening this up to public commentary to see, you know, maybe should this apply to everyone the same. For instance, they're wondering if maybe this should apply to people who make less than $100,000, but if you make more than $100,000, you can put them under a non-compete. And just other ideas, like, should it be this industry and not that? Should it apply to franchises and not? They are seeming to make an exception for those who sell a practice or sell a business. Like, that non-compete is not what they're talking about. They're talking about one that is arising in an employment context, not a sales context. And that's it. We don't know a lot yet. This just came out today, and we'll see in the next 60 days or so what's going to happen with this. Almost positively, this is going to be the subject of a lawsuit, probably someone like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce or just other businesses. They're going to fight this. And there is a really good argument. This is a law podcast, but it's not terribly legal. But there are really good arguments that the FTC doesn't actually have the authority to make this rule, or at least not make a rule that is applicable to everyone, like, for instance, small businesses. The FTC's very squishy mandate when it was formed doesn't give it a lot of clear guidance as to what it should be doing. And there's been legal debate as to what the FTC's mission actually is over the last 100 years. And this does seem to be a pretty good departure from what the FTC has done in the past. So you can just guarantee that people are going to suit this. That being said, it is worth your while to think and make preparations for this to be a rule. And we don't know what's going to change about the dental industry if this does, in fact, become rule. and, in fact, apply to dentists. We don't know that yet, but here is your warning that this is at least on the horizon. It may not peak over the horizon, but the sky is warming up. You need to be aware that this is a thing, and here's your first warning. Even if this doesn't pan out to be a rule, it's important to note that there's definitely movement among various states to remove things like non-competes. There are already a few states that ban non-competes, except in a few circumstances, and there are a handful more that put limitations like a year limitation or a geographic restriction. That's certainly the move. The FTC estimates, and you just can't believe the FTC, but the FTC estimates that if they implement this rule, $300 billion goes into the workers' pocket. I'm not sure how they got to that number, but this is something that we're keeping an eye on. We're watching out for. But like I said, if you own a practice and you've got associates, this is something you definitely need to be aware of and start thinking about how you're going to address it. From what we see right now, you will have, from the moment this becomes a rule, you will have, it seems, about 180 days to advise your employees that you're removing the non-competes. You don't have to do anything yet because it may never become a rule, but there you go. That's what's sneaking up on us. That was the bombshell of the day. I'm sorry that this isn't good news to practice owners. Good for you, all you employees. If anyone has any questions or you want to keep better track of this, shoot us an email, jmcgregor@mcgregorfirm.com. We'd love to keep you posted. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.